It's Tuesday, the 30th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Following an armed robbery at a kindergarten in Kleinekoppe this morning, where five suspects armed with pistols and knives fled the scene with no cash, we spoke to the police about the incident. Police are still searching for a blue Mazda Demio without license plates. No injuries were reported. Here's City Police Superintendent Marceline Kidimurapo with more.
Five suspects entered a reception area for a certain school. One had a firearm and the other four were armed with knives. They held the receptionist at gunpoint and they went further to the other room where they found two women. They were also held on gunpoint and they took over 100,000 and they fled the scene in a blue Mazda Demio. Nothing was recovered at this moment. The investigation is ongoing.
The fire in the Etosha National Park has not only drawn national attention but has also made international headlines. More than 1 million hectares have been destroyed while authorities face criticism over a slow response. Here's Professor Morgan Hauptfleisch, Associate Professor in the Faculty of Natural Resources and Spatial Sciences at the Namibia University of Science and Technology to help make sense of things.
In the past, Etosha used to apply a controlled burning called mosaic burning, where they, early on in the season, they would burn small parts to prevent large fires from coming through late in the season. So the situation that we saw now is obviously uncontrolled, and it was a man-made fire. I think in terms of the impact, because more or less the western half of the park has got burn damage, the grazing available for wildlife will be under a lot of pressure until the new rains come, and that might also increase human wildlife conflict outside of the park with animals trying to get out in terms of getting good grazing.
The South African Weather Service has forecast hot to very hot and uncomfortable conditions over the Western Cape today. Temperatures are expected to reach the mid to high 30s and early 40s in some areas. The City of Cape Town's Disaster Risk Management Center spokesperson Charlotte Powell says should the forecast hold, it can present significant health and environmental impacts.
The City's Disaster Risk Management Center advises the public to please take heed of the forecast and to take the necessary precautions to mitigate any potential impacts. Stay out of the sun as far as possible. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water and other clear liquids. Avoid alcohol. Take special precautions to ensure the safety of children, the elderly, animals, and other vulnerable groups.
Security forces in Madagascar fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of young protesters in Antananarivo on Tuesday. The protests continued despite President Andry Rajoelina's announcement on state television that he would dissolve the government and take steps to address water shortages, power cuts, and support for businesses affected by looting. And gold prices have risen to a fresh record high today. The rate reached more than $3,870 per fine ounce amid worries about a potential U.S. government shutdown and expectations of more United States interest rate cuts to come. Rebecca Bunden reports.
Gold prices are on track for their best month in 14 years as they hit a new record high on Tuesday. The precious metal is seen as a safe haven that investors flock to during times of political and economic uncertainty. It also benefits from a low interest rate environment, so conditions appear to be favourable for gold. Some analysts predict that the metal could reach $4,000 per ounce by the end of this year. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.